More of Greater LA now from KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanksgiving is over. The leftovers, well, they're getting stale, especially that stuffing. Ugh. You might also have some unused fruits and vegetables decaying on your kitchen counter. A bouquet, perhaps, of seasonal flowers in disarray or drying, maybe. If so, a couple of art shows in LA right now might look something like your dining area or your kitchen. And one of them is called The Fruit Vendor. It features ceramic fruits and vegetables in varying states of freshness. The other show, called Arrangement, has some topsy-turvy flower sculptures. Well, Lindsay Preston Zappas is here to tell us more. She's founder and editor-in-chief of Carla, the Contemporary Art Review Los Angeles. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Steve.
So a couple of shows, colorful objects from nature, flowers, and food, but very different takes, right?
Yeah, exactly. So one of them is called Fruit Vendor, like you said, by the artist Ryan Flores at Moskowitz Base Gallery. And he creates fruit and vegetables out of ceramics. And everywhere you look, there's like radishes on the walls, and there's a big table in the center that's just filled with this huge bounty. And the artist is using layers and layers of ceramic glaze to create really detailed textures and surfaces on these pieces. And then up the street at Nino Meyer Gallery is Tony Mattelli's show called Arrangements. And here the artist is making these bronze casts of flower bouquets and painting them to look really hyper-realistic. They look like the real thing. But then each bouquet, so we have like orchids and lilies, is actually arranged upside down, and it bounces on this really precarious way on the pedestal, like one orchid holding the whole thing up. So it's this really interesting trick of the eye and this kind of play with gravity as well.
Even though, you know, these are sculptures, I was getting still life painting vibes.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, I think both artists are definitely playing with that tradition of still life paintings. You know, I think often in still life, we see symbolism come into play with the specific objects that the painters include. So flowers, for instance, can symbolize impermanence. You know, it's like this thing that's caught and cut at the height of its beauty, but ultimately is dying and like will decay. And then fruit often symbolizes those kind of mortality themes, but also can symbolize fertility or abundance. So, you know, I think when artists choose to utilize objects like this, they're definitely tapping into that tradition and pulling into some of that kind of symbolic meaning. But, you know, I think here they're putting kind of a cheeky spin on those depictions as well.
My mom always told me, don't send people flowers because they die. Send them a plant instead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And fruits, by the way, they do the same thing when they sit on a kitchen counter for a long period of time. And in Ryan Flores is the Fruit Vendor. Some of them are decaying. Some are cut open. Some are intact. But, you know, for some, Flores has kind of changed the dimensions and shapes. What does it all mean?
Yeah, exactly. It's really interesting because you go through the show and at first you're like, wow, look at all this fruit. It's beautiful, bountiful. And it does have this kind of realistic look. But then as you're looking closer, some are enlarged. Like I remember a particularly long carrot on one table, or there are these pineapples that have really tall spikes that are just like totally fantastical. But it kind of toys with you because, again, he's using this realistic style, and some are kind of to scale and proportion. But then, you know, similarly, as you walk through, you also start to notice that some of the fruit is kind of turning and it's rotting at one end. So, you know, if we think back to those still life themes of decay and mortality, I think that's definitely coming through in this exhibition. But then there's also this kind of like subtle surrealism or something.
That's what I was going to say, surrealism, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, in terms of the scale and the shape, that's like very playful and vibrant, and it's kind of mixed in. So, you know, I think in a way the work is caught between fantasy and the surrealism, but also this idea of like mortality as well.
Let's talk about Arrangements again. This is the Tony Mattelli show. It's not just about floral arrangements. There's a sculpture of himself in the gallery as well. What's going on with that? And what does that have to do with this concept of arrangement?
Yeah, I was standing about 3 inches from the face and I like thought he was going to start talking to me. It was so scary, like so
that's
realistic.
Creepy. That's creepy.
Yeah. And then he's wearing a sweatshirt and khakis, and both of them are smeared with paint. So it's definitely like a portrait of the artist here. So, you know, you're at the show, you're kind of marveling about how lifelike the sculpture is. And then you realize that his head has actually been like cut off and is starting to slide down just a little bit.
All right, now
and
that's it's like yeah, that's just gross. I don't even know what's happening with that.
I think there's a kind of interesting philosophical point the artist is making here, sort of implying human experience as an arrangement, you know, the same way that these flowers are. Like, we all sort of exist in relation to our environment and the world that we build around us.
Well, Tony Mattelli's Arrangements, and by the way, Tony still has his head, thankfully, is at Nino Meyer Gallery 1 in West Hollywood. Ryan Flores is the fruit vendor, is at Moskowitz Base on La Brea in Mid-City. Lindsay Preston Zapp is founder and editor in chief of Contemporary Art Review Los Angeles. Lindsay, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
That's going to do it for us today. Tomorrow, meet a woman who's undergoing treatment for traumatic brain injury with ketamine. You probably know it as Special K, but therapists say it can really help with trauma, including PTSD and depression. That's tomorrow on GLA. Check us out anytime at kcrw.com/GLA. Share what you have on your mind. Tell us your story. Want to share something maybe from your part of Greater LA? Do it there at the website at kcrw.com/GreaterLA or subscribe to the podcast at the website. Nihar Patel, Zeke Reed, Sonia Geis, Ray Guarna, Phil Richards, Amy Taw, Carlos Ramirez, Holly Adams, and Christian Bordahl all had hands and ears on this evening's show. I'm Steve Chitakis. Thanks for your time and attention. Have a great night. We'll be right back.